This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In the East Musalla, up till 6:45. So please, you can proceed and go to the elections if you want, inshallah, as a member. Jazakumullah khairan. Fadl.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with two great blessings and they mention when Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran فَلِيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Let them worship the Lord of this house, the one who has fed them and driven hunger away from them and made them secure from fear. So as we all know, there's a terrible genocide, in many ways unprecedented, that's happening not just in Gaza, now being extended into the West Bank and into southern Lebanon, all of Lebanon, and no one's doing anything. And this makes a lot of Muslims very depressed and feel powerless and weak. But we should understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us through these affairs. And the Quran presents the problem and it presents the answer. So after Uhud, the Muslims have suffered a tremendous setback that was amplified by the fact that it came after apparent victory. So they thought everything was over, they're cleaning up the battlefield, and then as we all know, Khalid leads the charge around the Muslim flank, and many of the archers, not all, some of them obeyed the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They stayed on their post, but many abandoned, and Khalid was able to do what he did. And so after that, it was crushing for the Muslims. The hypocrites were ridiculing them when they came back into Medina. They were questioning those who had supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, you gave your support and look what happened. Look, they're weak and their people come all the way up here. And many of you have been killed from the Ansar. And Allah revealed at that point, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَالَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be weakened and don't be saddened while you are uppermost, while you are victorious, if indeed you are believers. So this is a reminder for us that the material conditions that we might face, they're not the determinant of victory or defeat. They're not the determinant. It's our faith. So you are uppermost. وَأَنْتُمْ الْعَالَوْنَ. But it's conditional. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If indeed you are believers. That's what makes you uppermost. What makes us better? It doesn't make us better. We have more wealth. We have more power, influence. No. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. So you're the best ummah. Why? Because you have more money, more power? No. Because you enjoin what is good and you forbid what is wrong and faith again and you believe in Allah. So my dear brothers and sisters, what's important for us, this is a lesson we learn from the people of Gaza, is to hold on to our faith. In the face of all the bombing, the murder, the target practice on little kids blowing their heads off, which is documented in the New York Times, so it must be true, because it made it into the New York Times, and that's all the news that's fit to print. So all of that, being burned alive, as we saw last week, all of that, what's the first word? Alhamdulillah. They talk to a child, doesn't know where his family is, alhamdulillah. They talk to a mother, she lost her children, her husband, Alhamdulillah. They talked to a father, he lost his whole family. Alhamdulillah. They talked to the elders who've seen their whole offspring wiped out. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So we have to have that faith. And then very quickly, what's the next verse? And this is very important. So Allah first says, your victory isn't connected with these material conditions. Your victory is connected to your faith. And no one can kill your faith. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَارْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. If some setback has afflicted you, then you should know that your enemies have also been afflicted by that. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding, today you were set back, you have Uhud, it's a terrible day, but before this you had Badr. And your enemies who have Uhud and apparent victory today, they had Badr. And Badr, they lost 72 of their people. And to the Uhud, you lost 72 of your people. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلْهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these fortunes, victory, defeat, strength, weakness, wealth, poverty, will alternate between the people. Is anyone here 80 years old? Anyone 80 years old here? Anyone 80 years old? Nobody? If there, I'm sure in the community there's some people 80, 90 years old, right? In the community, within their lifetime, right? The Jews, the Zionists, they appear so strong today, they're so weak within their lifetime. Hitler and Mussolini and the European Nazis and fascists were burning them in ovens, gassing them in gas chambers. Murdering them by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions. Holocaust is real. So if they're strong today, they were weak yesterday. If the Muslims are weak today, we'll be strong tomorrow. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. It's a test. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. In order that Allah show who truly believes. Allah is testing the Zionists. Look at the hikmah of Allah. You were weak. You were oppressed. You were downtrodden. You were beaten down. You were pushed from pillar to post. You were expelled from your homes. And we're going to give you power to see how you're going to behave. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. The one who's created death and life to test you which of you are best indeed. I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you influence. I'm going to see what you do with it. Are they passing the test? They're failing the test. Miserably. Miserably. One day we're going to be tested. Are we going to be vengeful? Are we going to say, look what you did in Gaza, now it's your turn? Are we going to be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yawmi Fathi Mecca. The Quraysh who killed his people, who killed and assassinated his uncle Hamza, killed his beloved emissary, to the people of Yathrib, Mus'ab bin Umayr, on and on. What did he do? You're free. Antum tulaqa. You're free. Just go. What did the worst enemy? Who are the chief? Who was the Netanyahu and the Ben Gavir of the Quraysh? Abu Sufyan and Hind. What did he say? Whoever goes into Abu Sufyan's house is safe. The worst of them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah give us patience. May Allah give us strong faith. May Allah bless us to understand His sunnah. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَلَا تَبْدِيلًا. There is no alteration in the sunnah of Allah. May Allah give peace and liberation to our people in Palestine. May Allah bless Muslims in places like Sudan. If Palestine is genocide, Sudan is fratricide. Brother killing brother, fratricide. Muslim exploiting Muslim. Killing Muslim, pushing Muslims out of their home. May Allah give peace to the people of Sudan. May Allah bless the people and these leaderships and these foreign powers who are sucking the gold out of Sudan, pumping the weapons in. May Allah bless them to come to their senses, to have more mercy for their Muslim brother and sister than their lust for power and wealth, which isn't going to benefit them anyway. He said 5 minutes, and we got a wedding. But think about it. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَا وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتَ الْقَاضِيَا مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا. That gold that places like the United Arab Emirates is stealing from Sudan is not going to be of any benefit. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. All the power, they think, oh, we're allied with this power and that power, etc. And then we'll be strong. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. All my power is gone. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوا ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَعًا فَسْلُكُوا. Then to summarize, just punish them in the worst of punishments. Alhamdulillah. My dear brothers and sisters, we don't live for this world. We don't live for the power, the gold, the money, the wealth. We live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live to serve our fellow humans. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. As some of the Mufassirun say, أَيْلِي خِدْمَةِ النَّاسِ. To serve the people. We live to have patience through the tests and tribulations that Allah puts us through. To maintain our dignity, not to hold our heads down. To be optimistic that there's good that's going to come out of these situations. Barakallahu feekum. Allah taqabbal minkum. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah.